This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
With Marion talking about reentry and some of the issues in reentry that we face when we return back to our passport country. One of the things that organizations are starting to do more and more is debriefing. What is debriefing and why is debriefing important as we look at transitioning back?
Debriefing is an opportunity for those who are returning to tell their stories, to express their feelings about, to evaluate the experience, to address any problems. It can help them to analyze what they're going through and why. There's two sides to debriefing, really. There's the operational debrief. How was the job? How did the job do? But then what we're talking about here really is the personal debriefing. How was it for you? It's a way of integrating into your experience everything that's happened to you whilst you've had your overseas experience.
So what are some of the questions that we can expect to hear in debriefing?
Well, initially, it is really just tell me your story. What's happened to you? And then picking up on some of the things that may have come up. What were the things that were most challenging for you? What have you learnt? How have you changed as a person? What effects has this had on your life, on your thinking? Generally, a debriefer will kind of pick up on some of the things that the person wants to express. It's interesting that even people who said, I don't want to debrief, have actually said at the end of it, that was really good and can I come back for more?
So don't be afraid of it.
Don't be afraid of it. My personal opinion is that everybody should have a debrief, not those who are perceived as inverted commas being problem people. This is a healthy thing to kind of examine what's happened, and a helpful thing in terms of moving on. A lot of people said it's very reassuring. It's reassuring because you find that the minor difficulties that you've experienced are common to everybody. It's not just you that's been in this situation. It affirms your worth. If somebody takes the time to sit down and listen to your story, then it affirms the worth of that. A lot of people say, well, they come back and nobody wants to hear the story. You know, you begin to talk about your time overseas and the eyes after 2 minutes begin to glaze over as the person you're talking to switches off. But this person understands what's happening in cross-cultural transition and is listening to you, and therefore that helps you feel quite affirmed. It's quite preventative. It can prevent somebody sliding down into depression or anxiety because you're actually got a safe place in which to unpack and express your feelings.
Can anybody do a debrief?
Well, in the absence of anybody else being around, anybody can listen to a story. But I think what we're talking about, it needs to be somebody who's had some training. Now, we're not talking about a qualified counsellor. Most people don't need a qualified counsellor. They need somebody who's a good listener, somebody who's got good listening skills, somebody who knows their limitation, who's got the signals that if something comes up that this person has had, say, a major trauma. You know, you had robbers came in who shot your guard dead, raped your wife and all that sort of thing. That comes up in a debriefing. Then you know that this person probably needs actually something a little bit further. But somebody who's got good antennae for that. There are various sources where you can get training. People know about People in Aid. They produce a whole pack on debriefing, which was put together by Dr. Debbie Lovell Hawker. So there are various sources of getting trained for this.
Once we've had a debrief and we've come back into our passport country, is it good to have follow-up debriefs as we go through the transition time?
I think so. Sometimes it depends what the circumstances are and what's been thrown up. It depends whether this was a crisis debrief, whether this was something that was planned in advance. On the whole, if it's been a fairly straightforward experience, and I think it's up to the individual to say, yeah, I'd like to come back and talk again. It's only if something has come up major like that I've talked before that actually we need to plan for something. Generally, it's a good way of making a closure and opening up new avenues, because at the end of a debrief, you would start to look ahead and say, okay, now what lies ahead in the future for you?
Now, should just the parents be involved if we've got a family coming back? Should the whole family be debriefed? How should that happen when we're looking at a family situation?
Right. Well, personally, I think that children should be debriefed one-to-one, just as I think that children should have their own pre-field orientation. I spend time with children when they've come back, obviously in an age-appropriate way. I mean, we run holidays for TCKs, who are third culture kids, and we take them away for holiday together. In a sense, in some ways, they debrief each other. Spending time allowing the kids to express their emotions, which sometimes they're fearful of doing to their parents. Sometimes they've got issues with the agency because they feel maybe their parents weren't treated too well. Sometimes they've got issues with God too. For me, a debrief with a child enables them to express their emotions, and it's a safe place for them to ask their questions because they're desperate to fit back in. And there are always questions that you're a bit afraid to ask your peers about language. Is that a good word or a bad word? About what are the right and wrong ways of doing things? So all that is part of kind of debriefing helping a kid to make a re-entry. And sometimes, of course, if the whole family has had a particular experience together, it's good to see the whole family together.
So you really encourage debriefing when people come back?
I think it's absolutely essential. If people are going to make a healthy move on, then they need to have had their debriefing. It's very reassuring. I don't know why people think it's so threatening. It's not a place where somebody's trying to get at you. It really is just you talking and actually very often when we talk things out, we almost not exactly solve our own problems, but you begin to realize what the issues are for yourself and you begin to discover, oh yeah, well, this is the way forward. This is how I handle that.
Okay. Thank you very much for demystifying and maybe defearing a bit of debriefing here on MemCare by Radio. We look forward to having you back again as we now will look more at re-entry and looking at the missionary kids and some other topics as well here on MemCare by Radio.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.